In a world where extreme competition exists everywhere, what does it take to have success in your career and in life? Join me, Nirvana Chaudhary, as I sit down with some of the most successful individuals to discover the secrets to their success, what continues to drive them, and to hear a few exclusive stories in the process, what drives them and their success code, their mantra for making it bigger. Hello everyone, this is Nirvana Chaudhary. I'm back with my podcast, Making It Bigger. I'm always blessed to have amazing people around me, sharing their life stories, sharing their journey as an entrepreneur. And today, I have someone who has really, really been through ups and downs, who can really share with us some of the biggest learnings he's had in his life. Today, I have with us someone who's been a leader, a pioneer in the entertainment the industry in Nepal. I have with me Mr. Nakimuddin, who I call Nakim Dai, someone who I've learned a great deal in my life. Nakim Dai, you've really, really transformed and revolutionized how people watch movies, how in the exhibition part, how movies are made. You have sort of gathered your experience from around the world and tried bringing it to Nepal. What is it that drives you as a human being, as an entrepreneur, and what is that one success mantra that you have?
Thank you, Nirvan, for having me on your podcast. Like you said, since it's a it's easy to be a pioneer, but then it's very difficult to sustain it as a business. So we've been in this business for almost 20 years now, and we've seen a lot of ups and downs. But then, being a first-generation business, we really need to be focused and be innovative to stay in the business for longer run. At the moment, because of pandemic, our business has been badly hurt for last 1.5 years, and we've been utilizing this time to consolidate, innovate, and once we open, then we open much better than before. So a lot of focus and a lot of responsibilities goes in to sustain this as a business.
And your success mantra?
Well, mostly because I feel like it's a responsibility. So constantly we have to innovate, focus, and a lot of hard work so that we still maintain our leadership in the field.
So Nakimda, you know, I see you as a true entrepreneur. Even in the most difficult times, you're constantly adapting and shifting and taking advantage of new business opportunities and immediately going with it, right? Very rarely have I come across entrepreneurs who, like they say in our part of the world, that who touches something turns to gold. You are such an individual. And I guess you really sort of assess new opportunities from your gut. How important is an entrepreneur to look at his instincts or his gut feel?
As an entrepreneur, the journey is limitless, and there are so many things we can evolve to. And I personally feel during the pandemic, I started a small business, which is a frozen momo business. Today, it employs around 15 people, and during this such a difficult time to even to employ, giving employment to 15 people, I mean, it makes, it contributes something to the society and country at large. But then saying that, this DNA of entrepreneurship always puts us on our toes to keep on trying new things and pursue our own sometimes fun projects too.
Straight from the gut, assessing the market and just going at it. That's what I've known Nakim Dai always do. Now, Nakim Dai, sometimes in a life of an entrepreneur, you go through the lowest part of your point of your life, right? You're going in a point where everything is going against you. Nothing is going right. But still, you need to have that resilience, that state of mind to fight back. you know, what are some of the traits you want to share of the mindset or an attitude or mantra you need to have to stay afloat and come out from that pitfall?
Like I said earlier, this pandemic has taught us a lot of lessons, especially in our cinema exhibition field. We have expanded ourselves almost all over Nepal. And because of this pandemic, one of the most hardest hit industry is cinema industry. And instead of losing hope, we decided we'll consolidate, we'll put in new innovation into the business, and then consolidate to the extent that we wanted to get rid of a couple of non-performing businesses and getting exit from those businesses, so that when we start fresh, we can start better and still maintain our leadership in this field.
Nakimda, today's day and age, you're constantly surrounded by technology and social media and so much of chaotic aspects in your life, right? And I always see you as an individual who is serene, calm, well-balanced. You're loved by everyone who are around you. How important is it to sort of remain grounded or have that sense of humility? You can still be aggressive, but you can still remain humble. Well, what are your views on that?
Well, thank you for saying that. I look calm and patient, and that's what you see. But then my mind is constantly working, and I'm constantly, struggling within with my thoughts and with my struggles for my own sort of thinking and crystallizing those thoughts.
So, Nakimda, from absolute age, you are way, way older than me. But from your heart, you're way, way younger than me. So, someone who's got so much of youthfulness in his state of mind, into his perspective towards life, what is the one message you'd like to give the next generation? Not on his work, but more in terms of perspective towards life. What should the young generation constantly be striving for? What is the most important thing they will probably realize when they get to your age? But what is it that you'd like to tell them today?
Well, I have a very young team, and I work with a lot of young people. Rather than me teaching them, I learn a lot of things from these youngsters these days, and I get a lot of new perspectives from them, which helps me to, innovate myself as well. My message to all the youngsters are do what makes you happy, and do it honestly, and pursue it as a career, and there's no shortcut to it, and you need to have a lot of hard work into it. So that's my message to all the youngsters.
And Nakimda, how I completely agree with you. I think one thing that resonates with everyone is hard work. There are no shortcuts. And, as a leader, it's amazing to hear that it's not you who's constantly teaching them something, but you have an open mind of also learning from them as well. That's an amazing trait and aspect of leadership that you have. Lastly, Nakimda, what I want to ask you is that how important is it to surround yourself with like-minded people, with people who give positive vibes?
It's very important to have your surroundings with positive-minded people, fun-loving people, people with a good sense of humor. And it makes you positive, and you learn from them, and you also get energized from their from them. So for me, I spend most of my time with this positive thinking and innovative people, so that I can also learn and evolve myself accordingly.
Someone very humble, someone who's ever learning, evergreen. Thank you so much, Nakimda, for being part of this show. I thoroughly enjoyed learning a lot from you, not only during this show, but I'm blessed to have you as part of my life. I wish you all the best for your new endeavors and your new ventures.
Thank you so much.